If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brethren, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Achaia. Grace be to you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope is, our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye also be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you be ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, but we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivereth us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. I want to preach on a simple thought this morning, comfort. Amen? I want to preach on comfort this morning. And there's a lot of folks in the world today that's looking for something, but I want to say the greatest thing that we can have is comfort from the Lord. The comfort that He gives us to know Him in the free pardon of sin. The encouragement that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Knowing that, praise God, that we're not alone and we're not by ourselves, but we have someone with us all the way. I don't know about you, that comforts my heart. I don't know about you, but sometimes I have some dark places in my life. I have some dark times and places that I have to go through. But I'm glad I don't have to go through them alone. Now I've got a wife and I love her to death, but sometimes she can't go through those dark places that I go through. Amen? You know what I'm talking about. Amen? Sometimes you just got to go through some hard places alone. But I'm glad I've got some somebody to come along and comfort me in the darkness. Amen? And we all need a comforter. Christians need comfort today. And He says that He gives us that comfort, praise God. And that comfort is in the Lord. While we're working for the Lord, praise God, you think, well, preacher, if we're doing what we're supposed to do for the Lord, praise God, we ought to be comforted all the time. I want to say, praise God, we have a comforter all the time, which Christ did, the Holy Ghost of God that lives in us. He indwells us, amen. If we'll let Him, He'll go with us, praise God. But there's sometimes that we need a little extra comforting. Amen. I don't know about you, I need comforting sometimes, praise God. I can't get in this world. I need comforting, praise God. When I'm going through some trials and tribulations, world, I need somebody come alongside me when I'm a suffering. Now, a lot of people preach this health and wealth and say, well, you know, as long as you're a child of God, you'll never have to go through nothing. Amen. The Bible said there's trials and tribulations in this life. There's things that'll cause us hardships. Things that'll cause us despair. But I'm glad, praise God, I've got somebody go with me, praise God. And I'm glad there's a comforter in the trials. Amen. I'm glad He's made it where I can come out shouting on the other side. That's what I'm looking for, glory be to God. A shout, praise God, and not a pout. Amen. I'm not a pouter. If you ask my wife, I'll just tell you what's on my heart and I'm done. I don't pout. Amen. Life's too short for pouting. Amen. I'm just looking for the comfort of comfort to help me, praise God, to get past it, glory to God, and see what God's got on the other side. Do you know God's got some good things for you? God's got some good things for me, praise God. Comforting from the Lord, amen. If we just expect it and look for it, praise God, when we're experiencing suffering, praise God, sometimes they're intense, amen. These folks sitting here this morning that's went through some pretty intense suffering, pretty intense hardships, but praise God, I'm glad there was a God there. Paul says the same thing here in his writing. He said, we went through some pretty tough spells. He tells us in verse 8 here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, He said, for we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble. Amen. You say, well, preacher Apostle Paul was one of the greatest of apostles that ever lived. Praise God. He preached and taught the Word. He lived for God day by day. Yeah, he did. When he loved the Lord with all of his heart, when he finally got on the right path. Amen. But praise God, he said, listen, said, I don't want you to be ignorant. Praise God, we had some troubles along the way. Glory to God. He said, wouldn't want you to be ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia. That we were pressed out of measure. He said, we got in such a bind, praise God. He said, the stress and the pressure of it, praise God, he was squashing our guts out. Amen? He said, the pressure was so real, praise God. He said, the pressure of the trials and the things we was going through was so real, it felt like it was pushing. He said, it was pushing us beyond measure. He said, pressed plumb out of measure. He said, we were plumb out of sorts. We didn't know which way to turn. We didn't know what to do. We couldn't satisfy. We couldn't get no satisfaction nowhere. Amen. Have you ever been a part where you can't get no satisfaction? It just pressed out of measure. Seems like your life's going in so many different directions. You're just trying to tie the ends together, but you can't find the ends. Amen. Just plumb out of measure. You're squishing out everywhere. Amen. Hey, I guess like it's a big old weight on you and it's just pressing you down and down and you're just squishing out on every side. Kind of like a Pillsbury Doughboy in a vise. Amen. Glory be God, they's dough going everywhere. Amen. You can't figure out what to do. You can't figure out how to get the weight off. Paul says, hey, listen, so that's where we was at. We got up our Asia. We tried to preach the gospel, trying to live for Jesus, and that the pressure was on. Amen. I want to say, praise God, if you live in this world long enough, you'll feel the pressure, and it won't be very long. Amen. The pressure will come upon you. The pressure sometimes is exceeding. The pressure sometimes is great. But I want to say again, praise God, we serve an almighty God. He knows where you're at. And he said he'll not let you do more than what you can stand. But he said with it, he'll make a way of escaping. Amen. He'll loosen the screws, praise God, and he'll take the pressure off. He's a pressure, he's a pressure relief valve. Amen. He said, when you're pressed out of measure, praise God, when the pressure's on, praise God, he said, he's a relief valve for the pressure. You say, how do you get comfort when the pressure's on? You just pray and talk to God. Had an opportunity to lead a man to the Lord a while back. And I told him, I said, ain't it about time to get saved? He'd been through a lot of pressure. Been through a lot of hardship, been through a lot of anguish, was looking at maybe some more along the way, on the journey. I said, ain't it about time for you just get saved? He said, yeah. I said, you just need to pray and talk to the Lord, just like me and you're talking, ask Him to save you, forgive you of your sins. And he looked at me, big tears running down his face. He said, preacher, I don't know how to pray. Man, somebody don't know how to pray, they don't have no relief pressure. No relief valve. The pressure's our constant. The pressure's our heart. Praise God, he's pushing out. Praise God, and there's no relief. But he said there's comfort in prayer. Amen. We fall on our face and we realize that we can't go no further. We can't take the pressure. We call out to God. Amen. We're from the depths of our heart and say, Lord God, please help me. Amen. And when we cry out from the heart, I'm talking about a saved person. Amen. If you're not saved, praise God, don't come out here. Here is, please, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Save me by your marvelous grace as I trust in your blood, praise God, of redemption. Praise the Lord. But for a child of God. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, he said, we were a children of God. We were trying to live Christ-like, but he said the pressure was on. He said, what I had to do is I had to cry out to the Lord. And he heard me. And he delivered me. Praise God. He's a delivering God. When the pressure's on, he's that pressure relief valve. He's that place of comfort. Amen. He's ready. Praise God. Paul was here. Amen. He's like a whole lot of us. He was about ready to give up. But you know what I always like about old brother Paul? He may have been ready to give up. Praise God. But he was never ready to give in. Amen. Sometimes you may feel ready to give, like you're ready to give up. But praise God, we can never, children of God, we can never give in. We got to stay steadfast, abounding in the work of the Lord. Let God help us. And He will. Amen. Paul said, I was about ready to give up. He said, I wasn't ready to give in. The pressure was on. And he said, I didn't. And he said, it was above strength. He said, I didn't have the strength to overcome the pressure. It's almost like the relief valve was there. And it felt like I couldn't get to the handle to open it up. Amen. Did you ever feel like, did you ever feel in your life, praise God, that the pressure's on, praise God, and you knew that the handle there, the Lord Jesus Christ was there, but it just seemed like you couldn't get a hold of the handle? Amen. Just didn't have enough strength to rise up, praise God, and open that valve, praise God, into glory. Amen. You're looking at me funny, praise God. I don't know if you, I've been there. Amen. The pressure's on, praise God. I knew where my help was. My Redeemer liveth, praise God. But it's just like I couldn't. The devil was pushing that like he had his foot on me and he wouldn't give me no relief. Amen. Every time I'd reach up, praise God, he'd push a little harder. But praise be to God, I'm glad, praise the Lord, when I felt like the pressure was on that I couldn't get out. Glory be to God, I got a hold of the relief valve. Amen. God heard my cry. And he began to relieve the pressure. Kind of like a tire going flat, glory to God. Amen. Praise God, all that pressure builds up. And you feel like you're going to explode. Praise God, God reaches down. When you ain't got the strength to reach up, Brother Romer, he reaches way down to the bottom, praise God, and he sends relief. He sends comfort. Amen. See, if we're missing the Lord Jesus Christ, you miss it all. Because you don't have no comfort. You don't have no hope. We don't have no peace. But a child of God needs comfort. We need comforting. Amen. He says, pressed out of measure. He said, above strength. He says, so much that we despaired of life. Did you ever think the pressure is so high that she's going to die? Did you ever think about, you know what? If I can't get some relief, I'm going to die. I can't stand the pressure. I can't stand where I'm at. And I can't hardly take it any longer. Paul did. He said, I can't stand it more. I thought we were going to die. He said, I thought this thing was over. It's ended. There's no help. But he knew again who his Redeemer was and that he liveth. He said, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves. He said, we thought we was going to die. He said, it done took root and started to grow. Amen. He said to himself, Lord God, said, we ain't going to get out of this one. You ever think, child of God, that you get down there and you say, oh Lord, we're not going to make it through it this time. Amen. But glory be to God, ain't you glad that the Comforter shows up? Amen. He said that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. He said, glory be to God, whatever be, Lord. He said, the pressure's on. I can't reach the relief valve, but glory be to God. It looks like we may die, but praise God, I'm glad I'm serving a God that raises the dead. Amen. Praise the Lord. Victorious in Christ Jesus the Lord. Risen from the dead, from the aspects of dying, praise God, to a living, praise God, to the presence of a living God. We've been made a lively creation, a living creation in Christ Jesus, our Lord. If you've been born again, praise God, if you've been saved by His marvelous grace, you're alive forevermore. Amen. People, men may say, well, you're going to die, praise God. We may go by the way to the grave, but a child of God never dies. We live on forever in the presence, Lord. We take our life's breath here and our next one in glory. Paul said, hey, the pressure's on. I can't, it seems like I can't get the strength to reach the valve, but praise God, it don't matter. He said, I'm a winner either way. Amen. Glory to God. Ain't you glad you're a winner either way? No matter what happens in this life, praise God, it'll get rough, it'll get hard. There'll be sorrow and anguish of heart. But praise God, there's a God that's alive. The Bible said He's a delivering God. He said, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver. See, Paul was looking at this comforter. He said, you know what? I remember another time. Amen. When we get down and we get discouraged, praise God, what we got to do is say, you know what? I remember another time. I remember another place. I remember another situation where God showed up. And he delivered me, praise God. Remember the times that he's come to where he was at? That he showed up? Just when you was reaching up, seemed like the waters of that you're reaching up for the last time. Praise God, but God reached down. Amen. With that great big hand of love and mercy. And he got a hold of you, praise God. And I won't say when he gets a hold of you, glory be God, you got a hold of. Amen. When God gets a hold of you, praise God. Now I know a lot of times we think he's got us. But I praise God, when he gets us, when he gets a hold of you, praise God, he'll bring you up and he'll bring you out. He's a delivering God. Bless his holy name. Amen. Children of God, praise the Lord. We need comfort of the Comforter. Amen. But he also says, not only do we need comfort, he says, he said, we trust that he will deliver us. But he said, we also receive comfort. Amen. We need it. Children of God, we need comfort. Praise God. Well, if we need it, praise God, we'll receive it. Because God is a delivering, Paul says, he's a delivering God. So he'll deliver the comfort. Maybe not in our time frame, but he'll deliver it in his time frame. Amen. He'll give us what we need and all the comfort, praise God, that we'll need. In verse 3, he said, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies. Ain't you glad that mercy endures forever? Amen. You hear what I said? God's mercy endures forever. His mercy never stops being a part of your life. His merciful hand is always on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you was the only person in the world, praise God, God, you'd be on God's mind. Amen. Praise the Lord. But in the multitudes of thousands and thousands, you know, each one of them is on the mind of God. You say, preacher, how could that be? Because he's God. I mean, if he wasn't big enough to have us on his mind all the time, preacher, he wouldn't be big enough to be God. We could put him in that box. But I've told you time and time again, my God's too big to go in a box. Amen. My God is big God. He's a merciful God. But he says he's a God of all comfort. Amen. It don't matter what you need comforting in. Sorrow and sickness and death, praise God. He is the comforter. He'll come to you, praise God. He'll help you, praise the Lord. Bless his holy name. He said, your God is a God of all comfort. Amen. That grace that you need, he's got it to supply. When? When you need it. Amen. God's grace is there when we need it. It's sufficient for the need. Amen. When we're going through the sufferings. So, you know, sufferings are not, we don't go through sufferings here by accident. Amen. We don't. They're divine appointments. Amen. We go through suffering. And God knows about it. You say, preacher, why would he let us go through it? Because it makes us stronger on the other side. If we didn't ever go through nothing here, praise God, we wouldn't praise him, look forward to being over there. Amen? If we didn't go through some things here, praise God, he don't put us in it, praise God, but he allows things to happen. Amen? God allows things to happen. Praise God, I believe he's allowing all this devastation to take place around the world because he's trying to get us to look up again. Amen? If things was good all the time, we'd never look to God. We'd get complacent in our religion, praise God, in a religious state, and we'd forget to remember God. So he allows us to go through some things. And it keeps our attention, praise God. But we believe it. Amen. We know when he allows us to do that, but where does he allow to do it? We know that the truth is in the Lord, that God is true, that he can't lie. And that he promised he would protect us and he would deliver us and he would give us comfort from a comforter. Amen? He would give us that comfort that we need. How do we know? Paul says over here, if you go on in chapter 2, he said, let your yea be yea and your nay, nay. But he said, we don't say nay, praise God. We say yea. Because we know that God is a promise-keeping God. That when we need him, praise God, he'll show up. Amen. That he'll be there to help us, praise God, to overcome the obstacles that we face because he's given us a promise and a comfort. In verse 4, he says, who comforted us in all our what? Tribulation. The trials and the things. He said he comforted us in all those trials tribulation. You say, well, preacher, sometimes it just seems like God ain't there. But you ever think about, praise God, you go through it? Hello? In other words, you come out on the other side? Amen. What happened? God kept His promise to deliver you, praise God, and comfort you, glory to God, on the other side. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that we have that promise of the Lord, that He would deliver us and that He would, amen, comfort us on the other side of our tribulations, the things that we face, the hardships of life. They're there and they have to be endured. But you say, well, why, preacher, would we have to do it, praise God, so that we can come out victorious, so that we can, so that we know that we need comfort, so that we can receive the comfort, so that it'll be a benefit in our lives. Amen. So we can come out with joy in our heart, knowing that God's on our side. Amen. That the Lord is on your side. He's there to comfort you. He's to help you, to deliver you, praise God, safe through that trial. So we know that a Christian needs that comforter. Know that a Christian receives that comfort. But we know that, and we know why he, where he gets, when he gets it, where he gets it. But why do we need it? Why do we need it? So that we can share it. Amen. So did you hear what? So that we can share the comfort from the comforter. So we have that, that we can give back. Amen. Because God's been so good and gracious to us. He said, who, in verse 4, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. Amen. By the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. He said the whole reason that we go through things, praise God, so we can come out shouting the praises, and when somebody else is going into trouble, somebody else in tribulation and trial, praise God, we can come alongside them, Brother Jeff, and encourage them, say it'll be all right. God's got this. Amen. So you can have a testimony, say, you know what, I was there, but praise God, now I'm here. Glory be to God. God lifted me up and He brought me out. And praise God, the same God that delivered me will deliver you. Amen. Comforter's coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say, just look up and lift up your head. Praise God, because help's on the way. Ain't you glad? Praise the Lord. And when we go through it, glory to God, we don't go through it with the molly grubs. That's why we ought to go through it with a shout, not a pout. Amen. Things go on in our life, praise God, we don't understand. Hey, some they say so many things happening to me in the last week. Things that was beyond our control. Got home Friday and got the stove of stuff in the house. Jumped in the car and went to run check on a few folks that's been sick and things. And got back home and got ready for yesterday, for Saturday. Amen. I got up here. We done the memorial service. And boy, God just blessed and He helped us. Amen. Got back home last night and got the look and praise God. And my water heater blowed up. And the whole one in the house is flooded. Things going everywhere. I said, glory be to God. What a God we have. Yeah, preacher, how can you praise God? Because He brought me out before and He'll bring me through again. Yeah. Amen. Glory be to God. So what are you going to do? I said, I'll cap her off, praise God, and go on for the glory of God. Yeah. Amen. I'll deal with it tomorrow. Amen. Got up this morning, didn't have nothing but cold water. Capped off the hot, praise God, so I could turn the water back on. Got up, boiled some water on the stove, took us a bath, praise God, and went on for the glory of God. Amen. You know how you do that? Because glory be to God, Jesus will help me in the morning. Amen. I have a comforter. I have a hope. I have a God that's bigger than my problems. Amen. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. Amen. Glory be to God. I know that my Redeemer's alive. Praise God. He's my help. You say, why does He let us go through these things? So that we can pass it on, praise God, to someone else that needs a comfort too. Amen. You realize we're not supposed to hoard this thing up? God sends us comfort. Amen. Now, He doesn't necessarily give, we have a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, but He doesn't necessarily give us comfort all the time. Because if we were in comfort all the time, He don't want us to become comfortable. He wants us to become comforters. Amen. That's what He wants us to do. He don't want us to become comfortable in this world. He wants us to become comforters to the brethren in Christ. But trusting in the Lord, who are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, magnifying His name, giving Him glory for all that He's doing. He's brought me out of so much stuff, Brother Bill, I can't even begin to tell you. I can't begin to tell you how many times that I've come down to the wire. I thought, where in the world am I going to get the money for this? Where am I going to get this for that? But praise God, God always come through. Praise God, my comforter always give me. He satisfies my needs. Amen. Always have. Always will, praise God. And He gives that to me. See, it's just a loan. Amen. And when I get through that little old trial and tribulation, that little hardship that I'm going to face. See, I'm different from a lot of people. I realize that they're coming. And I probably get more than my fair share because the devil don't like me much. I don't understand why. I'm a pretty likable person, ain't I, Brian?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. But for some reason, the devil don't like me. Amen. But you know what? I don't like the devil either. So every time he passes through, it seems like he just unloads on me. He just pours it out on purpose. And I take that, feller. Amen. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to smile back, say, glory be to God. I'm just going to press on for my Lord Jesus. Praise God. And I don't care if it hair lips the devil all the way to hell. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to serve a Savior. I'm going to praise Him every day. I'm going to tell the world. Let me tell you how sorry no account the devil is. Amen. He's a sorry, wicked deceiver. He wants to disturb you. He wants to destroy you. He wants to pull you down and tear you apart. He wants to press you beyond measure. But praise be to God, just reach up and feel for the handle. There's a relief, amen. When you're too weak to get to it, God will reach down to where you are and He'll relieve the pressure.
Amen.
Amen. You say, preacher, you're about crazy. Amen. That's all right. Leave me alone. I'm having fun in my insanity. Amen. Praise God, there's nothing I'd rather do than tell the devil. He's a liar and deceiver. He's told things on me. He's told things on you. You say, how do you know? Because the Bible said he's a deceiver, praise God, and he's all-time lying on the brethren. Amen. He'll tell tales on you. Amen. But praise God, when I hear something about one of the brethren, I say, glory be to God, that's one of my brothers. Sister, devil, you leave them alone. Said, you get off of them, devil, praise God. I said, Lord Jesus, just love them, glory to God. Amen. Devil don't like me. I don't like him. We got a mutual agreement to hate each other. Amen. Now you say, preacher, you're not supposed to hate anyway. I believe, hey, listen, youngins, I believe it's okay to hate the devil. Amen. When they tell you down at the schoolhouse at your house, you know, you're not supposed to hate. You say, preacher, Pastor Jeff said it's all right to hate the devil. Amen. It's always okay to hate the devil.
Yeah.
Amen. He's a deceiver and an accuser of the brethren. Praise God, I'm glad that when He accuses us, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. Amen. And He looks down there and you say, look, you say, Lord Jesus, help me, God. Keep me from falling. Praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus just goes, covered me. He said, what? The Father says, son, what was that? He said, nothing, Father. It's all under the blood. Amen. He said, what the devil was accusing me? Praise God, it's all under the blood. Praise God. So we can just shout the praises of God and go on for His glory so that we can loan His things to somebody else. Amen. When God sends us a comforter. See, we only need, whenever you need comforting, it's not a continuous thing. Like I said, if he did, we'd get used to it. But He comes and He comforts us when we need it. Amen. So in other words, what you might say is it's not given to us, it's loaned to us. Amen. He loans us the comfort. Praise God. So we can use it when we need it. And when we've encouraged ourselves in the Lord, praise God, we can look down the road and say, hey, listen, I got something that'll help you. And so we can pass it on down the road. Kind of like old saying, paying it ahead. Giving to somebody because God has given it to you, praise God. So when you see the pains of your trials, amen, we can pass it on to someone else. Praise God. He says in verse 5, says, "For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ." He says that's where we get our help. That's where our comfort comes from. Because He is the comforter. He said, "Whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is evidential, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings, which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation." Paul says, praise God, I'm willing to go through this, praise God, so that you can be encouraged on the other end. Amen. You know what happens when we get to the point in our life, we say, you know what, when I go through the trials and tribulations, when I go through the hardships, praise God, I'm just going to shout and praise God anyway. You know what, the devil quit trying to pile them on you so big. Because he know it ain't going to do no good anyway, praise God. You're just going to keep shouting, praising the Lord. Amen. I told you, many times you try it, you get out of bed in the morning, you say, glory be to God, this is going to be a good day. Amen. That you start out at the beginning, you don't give the devil nothing to work with. Amen. And he said, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. When you start out rejoicing and being glad in it, praise God, what's the devil going to do? You say, what you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, because when we rejoice and be glad, we go into the presence of royalty. We go into the presence of glory. Amen. We go to places that the devil can't go. Amen. Praise God. He can't go to those places. And when we go there on purpose, praise God, we leave Him behind. Praise God. And we come into the presence of the Comforter. Amen. We receive that comfort from the Lord. So when we have these trials, the pain of our trials, or so that we can be a help to others along the way. What are you saying? Well, I say this. When we go through these trials, when we go through these fires that we go through, amen? When you go through an experience in the furnace, don't waste the experience. Amen? When we go through trials, Brother Don, in the furnace, when we go through the fire, praise God, don't waste that experience. You say, why? Because let me just tell you why. Because there's somebody else that's a feeling the heat.
Right.
Amen. They somebody else, praise God, that's being drawn into the furnace. Hey, somebody else is fixing to go into the fire. So praise God, when you're in the furnace, when you're in the fire, praise God, don't waste the experience. Praise God, just keep a look into heaven, shouting the glory, praise God. Amen. So that person that's feeling the heat, amen, can begin to get some relief. Amen. Praise God, when they said, you know what? They've been there. I seen them. They said they made it through. They come out shouting, praise God, didn't even have the smell of smoke on them. Amen. Glory be to God. Ain't that something? Like the three Hebrew children, praise God. King bound them up in their clothes and their hosen, praise God. Cast them out, praise God, and throw them in the furnace. Fired up seven times hotter than it's meant to be. Glory be to God. And the king looked in there and he said, hey, did we not cast three men bound into the furnace, praise God? He said, yeah, we did. He said, well, I see four men walking about, praise God. And the fourth one is like the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It must have been real for the king to realize it. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying glory be to God. If we'll just go through the fire shouting and praising the glory of God, we'll come out on the other side and we'll help those that's feeling the heat. Amen. They'll come out shouting too. Praise God. They say, you know, have you ever known anybody that's went through things and they come out? And I mean, you know, there's a lot of things in this world that's discouraging. When they seen this place on my back, 4 or 5 years ago now, and they said, that's malignant melanoma. Said, it'll kill you. That goofy doctor went in there, he said, we'll try to buy you 5 years. It scared me. I'll be honest. I said, glory be God, I got to thinking of what I need to do. I might not have 5 years. Amen. So I went over and he took and cut a place out about that long tape, cut it like a football and cut that piece out. Sewed it up and got on my back. It felt like he was on my back, hands and knees, sewing me up like a lace in a shoe, pulling that thing together. The whole time I'm thinking, oh God, what am I going to do? I've only got a little bit of time, praise God. But you know what? I never fretted. God said, hey, you know what? Glory be to God. Just use what time you have. Amen. But things was going through my mind. Amen. You know the old saying, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. You get your mind idle, you get to thinking on things, that worldly things and physical things. Praise God. The devil will give you a fit. I was thinking, oh God, I'm not even going to get to see my little grandchildren. I'll not be there when they get to see them. I'll not get to see them grow up. But praise God, I want to say glory be to God. That old doctor, he cut that piece out and he sent it off. He said, we got it all. You'll probably be okay. I said, probably. So I went from 5 years death sentence to probably be okay. Went back a time or two more and they checked things. And he said, well, said, if you can make it 3 years. He said, if you can make it 3 years. You know, and it don't... And that stuff don't mastize it, don't get in your limp nose and stuff. He said, you'll probably be okay. It's been over 4 years. Glory be to God. Amen. But I said that to say this, the devil, he'll come to you. The afflictions of the flesh, the things, the trials that we go through will beat us down. But praise God, when we come out on the other side and you see somebody else that's got the cancer, praise God, you can say, you know, just keep looking up. It'll be okay. Amen. Say, well, I don't know. I won't get to do this. I won't get to see that. Praise God, let's look unto Jesus. Praise the Lord. Realize, praise the Lord, I realized on that table, I said, I'm a winner either way. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. My daughter went with me up there to the thing. Teresa was working. Samantha was off. She went with me up there. And they was going to cut that out of my back. She said, Daddy, I'll sit in here with you. I said, no, honey, you don't do that. I said, you just go out in the waiting room. I'll be out in a little while. She said, I won't be here with you. I said, no, you don't need to see that. Put her in the waiting room. I said, I'll be out in a little bit. When it's all over, when it's finished. Amen. And when he had sewed me up like a boot, praise God, I got out there and I went out there, boy, and I just hugged her and loved her real big. Every time I hug my family, I love them real big. It's a little different now. Every time I talk to them, praise God, it's a little different now. Amen. Why? Because of the experience. Amen. When I go and I sit in the hospital, somebody that's terminally ill, somebody that's sick, somebody that's having a heart issue, praise God, it's a little different now. Why? Because I can feel their pain. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why? You're a man of God. Why'd God put you through that? So I could feel what you're feeling. So I could know, praise God, that there's help. There's hope. And praise God, and it's in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen. So when you get discouraged, when you get disheartened, praise God, just remember, praise God, you're not comforted that you might become comfortable, but you're comforted because you can become a comforter, someone to encourage somebody else with what you've been through. Amen. We don't want to give... Now, let me just be clear. We don't want to give the devil no glory. Amen. We don't have to take them down through our sordid life and show them all the bad things we've done that the devil, that the Lord's brought us out of. But we can say, you know what? I went through a hard time just like you. Maybe a little harder. Maybe a little more devastating. But praise God, Jesus brought me out and He's helping me all the way. Amen. And I just want to give you... I just want to give you comfort! And tell you that you'll be all right too. Just trust in the Lord. And He'll see you through. Amen. Why? Because He is that comforter. Some things that we're able to pass along down the way. That comfort of the comforter. Amen.